Kate Lochte's back in the studios, and we're joined by a great friend of the station, Bob Valentine, to talk about this weekend's Highland Festival. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
The subtitle is Five Reasons the Man is Wearing a Skirt, according to Murray Life magazine.
Yes, indeed. Well, that you're going to see men in kilts.
We like that.
And, well, I couldn't say.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
well, Ross, Tracy.
I think my ancestors have worn a few kilts in their time.
They certainly have. Ross is one of the old Highland names, you know. And so there will be.
You look really pretty in a kilt, you know.
You know, I've heard that before.
You must pick your audiences very carefully, Tracy.
They're blonde.
Yeah, well, there'll be men in kilts. There'll be plenty of men in kilts.
And apparently big men in kilts, if a heavy athletic competition bodes anything.
There will be. The heavy athletes are renowned for being just that, heavies. They're called, the slang at the Highland Games is the heavies. You know, are the heavies still competing? Because they have to do things that require enormous physical strength. Putting the stone, there's one called the Clannert stone, which weighs 56 or more pounds. It's an irregularly shaped stone that is literally found somewhere on the ground. It's not a regulation thing like the shot put in Olympic competition, and you just throw the stone. There are a number of events like that and involve things of great weight that are put for distance or thrown through the air. There's the 12-pound and the 22-pound hammer, which is actually just a heavy weight on the end of a stick. And I think the world record is somewhere in excess of 175 feet. That thing has sailed through the air. So the master of ceremonies of the games is very fond of saying, keep your eyes on the skies so you'll no be surprised, you know, because it can be a little dicey. Of course, I think the queen of the sports is the tossing of the caber, and people will see that this weekend too. Caber is just an old Scots word. It means log or tree trunk. And the caber is usually anywhere from 15 to 18 feet long and will weigh upwards of 130 to 150 pounds.
Not one guy does that.
One guy picks it up by the end so that the other end is high in the air.
All of the hernia surgeons are there in attendance.
They are in big fans of the heavy athletics. Now, these guys are well-trained and well-equipped. And then what the man will try to do is he'll take a run and see if he can get the log's momentum going forward, and then he'll stop. And as he does, it's a matter of timing as much as it is strength. He'll heft that bottom end so that the bottom will go up in the air, highest point, roll over, and end up furthest from the man. If he does that and it ends up in a 12 o'clock position, that is as far from his face as it can get, that's a perfect turn of the caber, they say. And it's a very exciting thing to watch. Very often, it can't be done. It doesn't go over.
That end winds up much closer to his face than that.
He hopes it doesn't actually touch his face, which there's some danger there, which is why the heavy athletics, the athletes themselves, are a bit clannish. They're very proud of what they can do, but they're also very protective of their fellow competitors. And they'll say, you know, watch out there. There's a hole in the grass. Don't step there. It's dangerous. Or they'll give tips to younger or more amateur competitors, less experienced competitors. They'll say, try doing it this way. It works for me. They're very protective of one another because they're almost, in all events, they're almost always in some degree of danger.
Do these gentlemen travel different Highland festivals like the one Saturday?
Very often they do. In Scotland itself, the Highland Games are compressed into a much smaller space of time. I think the first Games I went to this year was in late April, and the last one was just a few weeks ago in Dandridge, Tennessee. There are games going on right now. It used to be the last games of my season was the weekend before Thanksgiving down in Louisiana.
Is there a grand prize of all festivals? Is there a point system or something?
Well, there is a point system for the professional athletes. Yeah, they are ranked by their accomplishments. But generally speaking, not all games participate in that. Sanctioned games, so on and so forth. And so the lads will go where they can get experience and have a nice time.
Well, it all cranks up at 9:30 in the morning.
Right.
And I'm amused by the fact that everything stops at high noon for mm-hmm. opening ceremonies mm-hmm. except for the heavy
right.
athletics.
There's a chance that they may not be able to finish all their events if they stop. They go right through. I was at Louisiana Games. This has been several years ago. And the unusual weather for Louisiana, which is usually in November, beautiful weather for golf and athletics and an outdoor event in Louisiana, down near Jackson, Louisiana. And this particular year, the rain was coming down at a 35 or 40 degree angle. It was 31 degrees.
Swell.
Nobody showed up. There were perhaps 100 patrons on the grounds. The musicians were there. And they gathered under a large covered space that had been a maintenance facility for a sort of a little train that went around the park area there. And they said to me, he said, Bob, if you draw a crowd, we'll play. Nothing to do. Cold out there, raining. So I drew about 75 or 80 people together by telling a few stories. And the musicians played for an hour and a half or more. In the middle of the day. The heavies, however, never stopped competing.
My goodness.
Wearing T-shirts and kilt.
My goodness. At 11 o'clock this Saturday, you're going to have the first shot at hearing Highland Rain, R-E-I-G-N.
Right.
You've heard this group before, yes?
I have. I just finished playing a games with them over in eastern Tennessee, and they're very jolly. They've been here before. Very jolly. They have elements of what you might call a pub band. So the music is supposed to be friendly and lively, but every so often there's a ballad, something that's reflective. Very talented musicians, talented.
They're playing at 11, 12:45, and 2:15 this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Kaylee at the Big Apple Cafe at 7. That ought to be quite a treat.
Kaylee is always a good time.
Kaylee, it's a little early for a Kaylee to get going, you know.
Well, it really, oh, you've been to one, yeah? Well, Kaylee is just it's an old Scots Celtic word for party. And it always tickles me that it's become a very popular name for young ladies. You know, they don't spell it this way. It's spelled in the old Scots, C-E-I-L-I-D-H or Q. There's some
something
odd
weird
consonants
there, yes.
There. But it's Kaylee, and sometimes you'll see it spelled C-A-L-E-I-G-H or K-A-Y-L-E-D. And it just means a party. I think it's a lovely thing to name somebody, you know. They're just going to have a grand time in life. And that's, in the old days when entertainment was hard to come by, you'd say, we're going to have Kaylee at old Tom's house. And so you go over there and maybe 40 people, all the furniture out of the floor, lined up around the walls. Everybody would sit around the walls, and the host might point at somebody, might point at you and say, Kate, let's start with you, lass. And so you would come up and you would do a dance or tell a story or play a musical instrument, sing a song. Yeah. And that's how they would provide the entertainment. There were usually, however, people who were skilled musicians on the fiddle or the accordion or something. And that's when the dancing would break out.
Well, it sounds like a bunch of fun at the Big Apple. That's at 7 p.m.
Right.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all through the day, this shindig goes from 9:30 to 4. And there's all sorts of other things happening. Now, I did see the hint that a border collie or two would be present. There's going to be herding?
That's what I understand. There's going to be a demonstration of the border collies. You'll see the Halen coos.
What,
the great
coos?
Coos, cows.
Oh, the coos.
The Halen coos. And the coos are actually, they're a shaggy beast. Very shaggy.
Shaggy coos.
Long-haired cows. They are also long-horned cows. And they are the ancestors of the Longhorns. They mixed with the Spanish cattle that came over, and they are the ancestors, for instance, of the Angus, that are very popular animals in our culture today, the Black Angus.
Now, go back and trace the story of why Murray would host the Highland Games.
Well, Murray had what is, to the best of our knowledge, in this part of the country, the very first Highland festival of any kind. During the presidency of Dr. Ronald Kurth, Dr. Kurth said, you know, Murray, that's a Scottish name. The university ought to recognize its Scottish heritage. And coincidentally, about that time, a man named Tom Murray, who at the time was a vice president for the North American organization of Clanmurray. He was an officer in his family association there. He came through town and he said, I want to meet this Dr. Kurth. And they got down, they said, let's have a little festival so the students can learn more about their Scots heritage, their connection to the name Murray and the Scottish people. And so they did. They went out to Playhouse in the Park, and they had demonstrations of the heavy athletics. They had bagpiper. They had a folk music group called Smithfield Fair, Dudley Bryan Smith and his wife Jan, and their nephew Frankie, who played the boron, the percussionist. And just had a grand time that day, and had a little wee Cayley that night. And Kirkin of the Tartans, a Scottish-oriented church service, the next morning, I believe it took place at the Episcopalian Church. And but Murray didn't pick up that ball and run with it, but Paducah did. Charlotte Harris, Mike Smith, Daryl Duncan, a number of people in Paducah, started having games at Carson Park in Paducah, and that went on for quite some time. And then Murray said, well, we'd like to participate a little more. The Convention and Visitors Bureau was very active in working with those folks, and the games ended up now at Central Park in Murray. It's still the West Kentucky Highland Games, and I should mention, I think that's in your information there, Kate, and I don't want to get it wrong, but if you look it up, it's not the murrayhighlandfestival.com. It's the WKY Highland Festival. I think it's .org, maybe.
Maybe.
So that's Western Kentucky, because people come from all over. As Pete Lancaster, who's a Murray guy, said, he said, I don't think we could have the games if we didn't have Mike Smith's handlebar mustache. Mike Smith has been associated with the games, I guess, forever. He's never missed a one.
And there are other characters who come back and back and back, and new people coming into the tradition. The bagpiper. You have a new bagpiper wandering around.
Ed Smith, who's a minister down in Paris, Tennessee, plays the pipes, loves it, comes up for the games. But Jim Cruikshank, who's, I think, played the first games with his Stuart Tartan, just bravely striding up and down the avenue there. Jim's been there forever, yeah. So there'll be pipes, there'll be harpists, and people blowing the penny whistle, and, of course, Highland Rain. You can't tell who's going to show up.
Now, the food selections are not going to be as threatening as we normally associate with this.
No, and I wish I had more information for you about that, okay. But there'll be coffee if you get cold. And I should say something, Kate, we should say something about the weather. It'll be very Scottish that day. It's going to be the high. We'll be in the 50s. There is a chance of rain. I don't think it's a serious chance of rain. That'll be the night before. And people say, oh, it might rain, and it's not going to be 80 degrees. I don't know if I should go outdoors. Well, for heaven's sake, man, bundle up, wrap your wee bear in a blanket, and come out and have a great time. There'll be enough protection from some, whatever little drizzle might pass over from time to time.
Speaking of wee bairn, what games do they engage in?
Oh, they do everything. They do the caber toss.
Really?
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, the caber's only about 4 feet long.
Yeah.
And it doesn't weigh 150 pounds.
Good.
But they get to experience the wee bairns. Now, bairns is a Scots word for young people, children. And they have Dr. Brad Robertson does such a good job. John McConaughey, who is the first man of the games. We call him that because his wife is the president. So if the president's wife is the first lady, John is the first man, and you couldn't have a better because he's very skilled at things, engineering and carpentry, and he and Dr. Robertson do a great job putting on the games for the young people. So there's always something to do, and the parents might be investigating their heritage. There'll be genealogy exhibits there, and a number of the clans are going to be there, the family organizations. And they help people find their Scottish connections based on surnames or mom's surnames or grandmother's surname. Oh, it turns out they're Scots. 70% of the people live in this area, if they've lived here for one generation, can probably trace their roots back to Scots immigrants.
Now, you'll be telling a story or two, I assume?
Okay, yeah. But the whole time that
I'm on
the ground.
Will you be selling some of your recordings of your stories?
No, I don't think. We're out.
Oh, good.
We'll get some. But the whole time I'm there, I won't come out the brug.
Great.
So people say, oh, I heard a man sound like from Scotland, but he's not. He's a great fraud. But that's all right. You get the flavor of it, you know. It's like non-alcoholic beer. You get the flavor, but I don't think I've ever compared myself to O'Doul's before, which is Irish.
Master Valentine, thank you for taking time and sprinting cross campus to be with us.
Oh, great pleasure. And let me join you in thanking folks like Debbie McConaughey and Molly, all the folks who worked so hard to put this thing together. It's a great thing for the family to do on a Saturday. Just terrific. Thank you, Kate.
And the website is wkyhighlandfestival.com.